There's a quote. Showed me recently a letter that the stifler has written, a new statement of they printed out, a collection of in the back of the Westminster, where he addresses the following questions. It's a letter every one of us has to have, no question about it. I think you'll all agree. I've got a tremendous skill. So for Ikrat Ben Azmanim, Tishavo, Yeshiva, Alma of the Oret, and what we're doing here. So it starts to bring, Hinei Rabim Shoali, many asked the question, they went to the Beis Medrash, they were Oisek Vatoyram, and Gemara in Sukkah, which says, if the Manuval, the Yetzahara, is Pogeya Vachot, they're schlepping to the Beis Medrash, if he's a stone, he's nimoyach, if he's like barzel, like metal, it will mitpotzetz. If he's an even, it will dissolve. It's nimoyach, it brings sukim. So on that, everybody's got the kasha, you know. But I've been there in Torah for a long time, and he's still there, that yetzer. It's not yet been nimoyach. And it hasn't been mefutzat, it hasn't exploded. That Yetzer. So the men who ask this question, that is what bothers all of us, and should bother us all the time. That's the sign we're growing, by the way, that we are getting somewhere, bothering us. And the answer, he says, is two answers. The first is very interesting, I've got a tremendous skill from it. The second is the Yesod that we're taking. But the first is, had you not gone to the Beis Medrash and been learning Torah, how much worse would your matzah be? With all the yetzahoras and all those Ben Azmanim, when you come back and say, oi, my boy, how am I going to go to hell now? But the emes is, had we not been learning Torah, had we not been signing up to a Beis Medrash for some part of the day, some part of the life, the matzav would be much worse. And if you still haven't managed, he writes here, so carry on learning, learn more and more, and you'll be zoicha to be further nitzal from the Yetzirah. The house of Kelmas, I saw that although you find that you're trying to tackle something, there's a certain mahalach where a person can find that with a long time, he's moved. So even if you, he calls it, I think, like a lunar cycle, you haven't made a shift. But you can invest in a way that over the solar cycle, you will be, he's got a piece there about Shemesh and Levana, that you will actually find, if you look back, you've moved along. There are those who can go with the lunar as well, you know, in bounds and leaps. But even if not, that's a major achievement. So this is the point, right? How much worse the matter would have been? I think we all have this terror to give us chizuk, to give them. Even in a Bein HaZmanim, even in the matzav of where a person is where the Yetzer is just waiting to get him on a low, on a down, and say, oh, look, you see, you're not holding the same level that you're holding when you were in the Beis Medrash. But one can draw strength from this point. It's called fighting. That itself is something. Had you not been in the Beis Medrash, there wouldn't be a fight. You see people that it's not even a disturbance. people that mishtayach to keeping Torah and mitzvahs. They keep certain things, but certain areas of avoda, what for us is avoda Hashem, it's not even a disturbance to them. They don't realize that they're doing something that's not, you know, like when Lashon Hara is, you know, until you learn about Lashon Hara, right? So you have people speaking Lashon Hara, there are even from people that's part of their Lechem Yoima. Okay, now what's the second thing is that Stifler says that Chazal, in this Chazal, given us tremendous Eitzes Chazokas Mo'i, they've hinted in their long Beloshen Kocha, in these psukim that they've quoted, to say if the Eitzes is like Evan, then that, and if he's like Basel, then Mipotet, if he's, in their Lashonis, when they've quoted the psukim, they've given us tremendous Eitzes Chazokas Mo'i, Iran. To limchoy to lefotzet et ha-yetzahara, to blast that yetzahara away, and that is in that Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Beis, it's in Kiddushin on Lamed Amud Beis. He brings that when Chazal they bring the pasuk koy kol tzomei lechu l'mayim, all those that are thirsty should go to mayim, and that Chazal darshan ein mayim ele Torah, and mayim is Torah. Nirmaz bezeh. Says the Stifler that Chazal hinted to us in this that learning halimud, the limud should be mitoich tzimoin pnimi uchuka pnimis. The limud atoira should be mitoch a thirst, a pnimi thirst, not just a gishma, a pnimi thirst, and a chuka pnimis, like someone who hasn't drunk water for a long time, umargish kasher meod, and he's terribly thirsty. Coming out of the desert, no water, not nim lo mayim lishtois, and he drinks. How does he drink it? But chuka pnimis barotzen az moed. That's the remez Chazal gave in the sugyo of how to take tackle on the yetzahara. Poga b'chama nuvol zeh, moshchayu lebeis ha-medrash. The pasuk that Chazal bring when they say if it's like Basel and Evan and all that stuff is gonna dissolve under the mayim of Torah. They bring the pasuk of. Hoy kol tzomei lechulamayim. This is the type of the yisod for the achieving this, drawing from the power that the Torah has, is not just the Torah itself, but how the person connects to the Torah. Is he drinking that Torah with tzimoin, with mitoch tzimoin pnimi uchukha pnimis? Now, we'll make it more practical. More lemaisa, we'll take a look at Rabban Yona and Rashi in Shabbos, Rabban Yona and Ovis. But let's just get that's what Chazal were merames to teach us, that the limud should be, we should learn mitoch tzimoin uchuka pnimi. That's the lashon of the style. Then he goes on and he explains, based on Sforim Rashash Nahar Shalom. Ask Aaron what these for him are. Nitzas and Amos say for 8th time. Moshe probably could help us with this. Anyway, but it's not the quote that he put it in a letter for those of us who are not yet holding there. And he writes that in the Rashash writes in the Sefer Nahar Shalom that a person's neshama, yesh panishma sa'odam, kama v'kama shchavot chitzoniyot pnimiyot. They are many different layers of more external and more pnimi, the external chitzonius and pnimi shchavot, layers of the neshama. And when a person learns, Torah, and very interestingly enough, or any dover acher beiske avodas Hashem, which shifted not just in Limud HaTorah, it's also in Tefillah, in Kiddush, in any Eisek of Avodas Hashem. If you're holding by Rabbi Yoshe, so any mitzvah is the Eisek of Avodas Hashem, and Hanam. But those in Yonim that we realize we've been Eisek in Avodas Hashem, I mean Tefillah, Avada, the test of the Chol of Avda, so Avada Tefillah is included here. So when a person learns Torah or any Kol davar atam iske avodas Hashem. I'm dafka learning. When it's without tshuka, pnimit, without the inner tshuka, that inner desire, that I don't want to translate, right? We all tshuka pnimit. Cheshek. Person learns with cheshek. That's the word tshuka. Kishur beloy tshuka pnimit. So then, what happens is, what reaches the inner layers of the neshama, shavot hapnimiot shel neshama, which are the more chashuv of the layers, the more pnimi, lifnai v'lifnim, the more chashuv those layers are. What reaches those layers is nichnas rak ma'at oil, only ma'at of the oil of the Torah is nichnas. But if a person loymed Torah, v'oyved Hashem, says the stipler, not just limud Torah. Oyved Hashem, tefillah, for example, b'tshuka pnimis. So then, as ha'oyer ha'godl choyder, the oyer godl penetrates ad hashchavois ha'yoyser amukois. It penetrates to the most deeper layers of the neshama. We used to sort of think it's a nice philosophical word, you know, this type is loshen, right? Ad hashchavois ha'yoyser amukois. Now, and he points out. He says, and beware, chas v'chalile, letzad sheini, with regard to avera, binyone avera. If an avera is done b'tshuka, nichnas zuha mar, damokum amoik mo'ed b'neshoma. An avera that's done b'tshuka, the zuha mar, which is the filth, is nichnas to a deep mokum in the neshoma. So, zeh l'umazeh. Now, so what happens is, pa'omim, a person's nikshal, the return is roim shal ha'yetzavara. A person's nikshal with negative desires of yetzavara, with a tshuka amuka, with a deep desire, and the zurama is nichnas lamokum amok moed, and it's nichnas to a very deep layer with sort of bogem within the neshama. Now, what happens is, then the person goes and he learns Torah. Shalom et Torah. And he wants al yedei or haTorah, which we'll talk about soon. He brings in the Hemshech, and he wants through the limud. He wants that the or haTorah will be a nikui la neshama. He wants the or haTorah. He knows that it was rough out there. Ben Azmanim comes back elul, and now he wants the or haTorah to be a nikui la neshama, to menakeh, to cleanse the neshama. But if the Torah is not with a chukap nimis, if the Torah which is learning or the Eisik the Avodas Hashem is not with a chukap nimis. The filth which was nichnas, because it was done with that much more tshuka, went that much further, that much deeper in the shchavos of the neshama. And sometimes the oil, when it's not b'tshuka pnimis, that's not going to reach the same level, and therefore the person feels. So the type lachen margish shaloi legamrei ho'ila loy eitzer zoy debatel hayetzora. So then he says, hey, the type, you told me that if I learn b'tshuka, right, then the Yetzirah explodes, he's gone, right, history, right. But he says what can happen is, but on, by the same token, in Yone Aveiro, Rechoynes Roim of the Yetzirah, so there also, the Zuhama is Nichnas, with more depth, the more the person, the more the Yone Aveiro are done, or the Rechoynes are, with Tshuka Pnimis. So that it can end up being that the person is not yet free, wonders why they're not clean. Why am I not completely naki? The answer is because the negative was with so much more was with more tshuka than the positive. So therefore, Chazal told us, said the statement, that in order to mesalek the manuva legamrei from all the halakim of the neshama, a person should learn Torah from oitzome ashrei semah, which is a tremendous tshuka pnimis ozomoy. And that's the type of amazing, amazing type. You know. Okay, now he says, and he goes on. I just want to make a point. What he said here about the Inyone Aveira, if it's done with tshuka, the zuama goes that much deeper. What you get from this is, and you find it in the. The Balei Musar, the Altar of Kelman, that was the Altar of Sobotka, a tremendous avoider being made out of the little difference between an avoider with that much more chukka and that much less chukka. You know, we like, oh, I got that, right? So, and then the Yetzirah, that's just what the Yetzirah wants, because then he gets you to say, I'm too weak, you take control. The Yetzirah takes control, and it's chukka weak, right? Mivtza, right? It's a mivtza for a week, right? But the avodah of the Balei Musa was to try and reduce, right? Try and reduce the level of the avera, even if it's not a difference in the lamaisa, but at least in the chukka. That's why you have Rabbi Shlomo Zalanda saying the difference between the avera with a kvetch, oyvei, right? And that, not oyvei, to tell the guy next to you, right? Inside, right? right. And the same avera done without the kvetch. And this is where this is the nafkamina. Nothing is going to be the when you get back into the base medrash, right? And then you sit down and you learn. So there's you learn with the chukka, and the avera wasn't with the chukka. It didn't have that level of chukka. It was just that he's stronger yetzer. Bal korchi. But I'm not happy about that. That's tremendous, especially in this long, in what we call the solar cycle of things, right? When you manage to do that battle for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, to keep him away from the tremendous levels of chukka, in the long term, the limud occasionally is with chukka, a week here, a week less. A day, yeah, a day not, a morning, yes, a morning not, right? Ultimately, in the long run, the deeper effect of the negative is less, and the deeper effect of the positive is more, and suddenly the person discovers, you know, I'm not in control, I'm not controlled anymore by the Yetzer. The Yetzer is still there, he's still that nudnik, and he's the maneuver that he always was, but you're in a whole different world. So okay. Now he said, taking this further, to be mesalek the yetzer hara, the manuvah, the gamrin, kol chalkeh, from all the levels of the neshama, so he has to learn with timoin, somei like a somei hashoisemayim, like someone who's thirsty. And then he goes on. Chazal said, if it's in barzel, meaning if the yetzer hara is chazak, stronger than an Evan, and this eight, because for the Evan we brought the drinking water with Timoy, drinking Torah and learning Torah with thirst, that was the possible against the Ifliator, like the Evan, so take him to Mayim, call some Elohula Mayim. But what happens if he's stronger than the Evan, and this eight doesn't suffice? So then the Chazal brought the Pasuk, Ha'etzel Lefoitzet, so to lost the Yetzer, the Manuvel, and all your day, Haloi Koit, Vori Ka'eshnu, Mashem, Ukapati, Shifoitzet, Selo. So says the Saita, Chazal's Kavana, bringing this Pasuk, is to the Bach in Orachaim, I think, this might have been mentioned without even. In Hilchos in Birkas HaTorah, and says the title with the Bach there, says a tremendous Yesod, that if a person, when he's learning Torah, is mechaven, because until now we just spoke about learn Torah with timoin, that inner thirst, right? But now he's adding a point, be mechaven that the Torah should be tzinor ruchni lechabroi l'Hashem Yisborach. It should be that tzinor that connects him to Hashem Yisborach. He should mechaven that it should be that the Torah is a tzinor to mekasherim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring down Oyer Hashem Yisborach Al Shoso. And he says through that Al Yedei Zeh, says the title, HaOyer Shebo Al Yedei Halimud LaNishmosoi. Such a geshmak sugya. But one second, right? This is to understand the Rashi, right? But Add another. It doesn't take very much. Just add one more ingredient here. Right? Have in mind that this tzimoyin that you're learning the sugya with, right? Have in mind that it's that the Torah itself is a mekasher, is mechaber, like the umbilical cord of the child to the mother, mekasher, a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring that or down on his neshama, and through that, al yidei zeh ha'or shabu al yidei alimu de nishmosu hu or harbe yoyitzer chozok. Through that, the or that comes to his neshama is that much more strong. Ein sham kol dibur avach hanifloim, and he says al yidei zeh af yoyitzer hora chozok be yoyitzer yispoitze. V'yizkel or Hashem yisbach v'seirot admoim. Even the strongest yoyitzer will meet potetz from that. And then he says, these two eitzes, which are hinted in the Pesukim, besides helping to battle the Yetzer Hara, which is what the Sukkah is, the topic of the Sukkah is in Sukkah and Kiddushim, it also helps Le'etzem HaDovah to be Zoicha to all the Milas that Chazal speak about, that a person is Zoicha through Limud HaTorah. Mo'ilim Shnei Eitzes Ha'ilu Mo'oid, Shehem Ma'alim Es Koach HaTorah Shaba'odah Mo'oid Mo'oid, because it raises up the Koach HaTorah and the person Mo'oid Mo'oid. Phenomenal statement. And he adds one more point. This is from the Leshem. Could we just the Indian Achashivus Shel Chukas Ha'odin Hashem Yisboach? A point just to show, right, the importance of this Indian of Chuka to Hashem. Chukas Ha'odin Hashem Yisboach. He brings it from the Leshem. Leshem writes, in all actions, all the, he talks about the four oilomois of the Tzira and the Bria and the Asiya and the Atzilus, the highest level, which is what we call the Atzilus. More than that, that's about Manoyah and Kabbalah. Right now, so he says, he writes here, in a kopul leitzani b'tikun abirurim haruim le'atzilus, none of the person's actions, physical actions, anything that a person does, any mitzvah, any, even Limud HaTorah, even when he's learning Torah, which is not really too much of an action, but when you're speaking Torah, the actual pu'ula, ma'asit, and the gufnit, the physical activity, doesn't, that has no effect on the atilus, on the what he's calling the bayam atilus. That the tikkun to the, and the tikkun is the birurim, the atzilus that we need to metaken in the atzilus, that's only rak al yedei harotzin v'atshuka levad. Phenomenal yedea. That's only through the rotzin and the tshuka alone. He called rotzin or tshuka asher yesh mi'itoni al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any desire, any cheshev, tshuka, rotzin, we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'maisa kol mitzvah mitzvah. V'cherin in avoides ha'tfilah limud ha'torah. When it's done with leiv v'nefesh v'rotzen u'tshuka elav yisporach shamoy, hinei oisoi ha'rotzen v'tshuka hu oile ba'atzilus atzmon. That rotzen and tshuka goes in the atzilus itself, v'hu ha'rotzen ha'poshet b'li shum machshova klal. And not even the machshova that you have. It's hard to define. You have to mamish splitting a hair. It's the rotzen that a person has. The ratzon, not even that, oh, he's got a ratzon and he's got a machshava, this is how I'll be better, I will improve. That's not ratzon, that's already the ratzon going into the lemaisa. The actual part which reaches the atzilus is the ratzon neto. About pulo, it's actions of all the mitzvahs with the kavonim. Just even with the kavanas, the kavanas is more than, is beyond rotzen. Kavanas is already with kavanah, that kavanah. That's only oil in the bria, yetzira, and asya. And only the rotzen aposhut is oil from to madrega to madrega, ba'atidus mamish. Okay, so that's kind of parallel. So we said the levels of the neshama and the limud atoya b'tshuka goes down to the deepest level. And you've got the same concept klafei shemaya kivyoko, right? That you're trying to metake in the oilomis, and you've got what goes up to the atzilus, that's the rots and the tshuva. Okay, that's just to say that he adds in. He brings it in to show the chashivus of the tshuva apnimis that a person has to Hashem. Now, Okay, so that's the Iker. That's some, the letter that we've all got to have. And now, just to the Maisa. This is the new Sefer. Maybe this will help a little bit, making things more practical. Just two Makoiris, and one is Rashi. In other words, we're discussing now the different ways to approach Limud HaTorah and Avodas Hashem Bichlal with this Tamaim, and then the Tosefet being Mechaven, that actually this your Avodas Hashem, your Limud HaTorah should be that connection to Hashem to draw down that oil, so that a person should be. Yeah, okay. Now, Rashi says on the Pasuk, we have a Pasuk in Tehillim or Mishlei, Oyach Yomim Bimino, Bismoil Oisha Bekovut, that on the right of Torah and on the left, on the right you've got length of days, and on the left you've got wealth. And one says if you go to the right you get it all, right? If you go to the left you get Oisha and you get Kovut. But what does it mean to the right and what does it mean to the left? So Rashi learns, the Gemara explains with Rashi's explanation, there's two ways to learn, to approach learning your sugya. And this is Nogaya not only but certainly for the type of learning that we're doing in a morning seder, which is not necessarily going to be the Maisa. You're learning Kodesh at the maybe that is the Maisa. It will be the Maisa. The point is, you're learning something. It's the Maisa, not Nogaya for you. Right? You're not a Kohen. You're learning something. Okay, so, says Rashi, what's learning to the Maiminian book? So the Gemara says, the Min on the right, those who go in a right approach, and those who go in it with a left approach. What's the right approach and the left approach? Says Rashi, the Maiminian. The ma'aminim of the Torah, those who go, they ma'amin in the Torah, lotion of right, right? Shemefash v'shim ta'amein v'dikduk v'boirin ki yumin ha'miyumenes l'melocha. That they mefashpesh, you know the lotion of mefashpesh v'maisim, to make a careful check of one's ma'amin. They mefashpesh the ta'amim v'dikduk, and borer, choosing, or being mevarer, whatever the lotion should be, the right hand is the hand you use when you're operating on the operating table. The surgery you're going to do with your right hand, not with your left hand. Right? So you've got to be very, very careful. So my meaning is with the right hand, that is miyumenes lemelacha, and that's how you're learning the Torah. You're trying to feel for the tamim bediktuk, to be very careful about the trust. Now. And what's Masmilim Rashi a few lines down says those who go to the left, they're not Yegeya Bo Kol Tzorkon. They don't put in that much Yegeya. Right? You can learn Torah with more Yegeya. You can learn Torah with sometimes. There's always times when we learn, we have less Yegeya, we have more Yegeya. Right? But to understand this, those times that we're learning with less Yegeya, it's also Madrega. So you should learn Lishmo Bo Lishmo. Rashi over there, Mashman, this is not the Indian of Lishmo and Shlo Lishmo. Concept of my meaning, but where did I learn Torah? That's the next chapter. She'en yegeim bo kol tzorkon. The thought of going left is not sufficiently being yegeya. That means what is shat my meaning? To be yegeya kol tzorkon. And Rashi in another place in Shabbos on Pei Ches, they bring it in the Musaf here on the bottom, the my meaning, but they asukim b'chol koichom. Being oisek in the sukya, b'chol koichom. Utrudim lada soida. Another Tosefta. They are the ma'aminim or tarud. You know, like that policeman give me that fine. Right? You tarud. How come I showed the cop that I was? You know, why did I go out without my seatbelt on and put it on after I get into the road? You know, just well, right? So you tarud. Like why did I do that? You know, so that's tarudim. Asukim b'chol koichom. They're always thinking the sugya of a whole koichem utrudim ladan soida. What is pshat in this Rashi? Why does Rashi say menase shoel al shara chomis? Thanks, it's really been bothering me that one. After Alon was mayor from Zilik, right? Sukim b'chol koichem utrudim ladan soida. Ka'odam amishtamesh b'yad yamino shehu ikar. Like someone is using his right hand, which is the ikar hand. Okay, that's the Rashi in Shabbos, which is a whole lamaisa way of approaching your morning seder, your afternoon seder. You can be more tarud about it, and you can be less tarud about it. This all, of course, is understanding that this is Torah Hashem. That's going to make a person more tarud, more yageya, more appreciating the mind of Torah. The other mocker is the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina in Ovois says on the Mishnah there of someone who learns Amanat Lilmoy Ulelame, Halayim Amanat Lelame, very Dalit Halach Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, someone who learns Amanat Lelame, so must speak in Be'adah to learn and to teach. It's the gift that we have that Rabbeinu Yoina brings. Actually, I think it's a good gift. A little pshat also. Haloi mir amanas lelamed, but speaking beyond the lilmoid or lelamed. So then you're. Then there's a guy who learns amanas. The next mission, the mission continues. Haloi mir amanas lasuk, and that is a higher madrash. That is haloi mir amanas lasuk. Then, but speaking beyond the lilmoid or lelamed, lishmo velasuk. And when you're in a hospital, it's kasha. Is there such a thing as learning not amanas lasuk? So Rabbi Yonah says, "Chatz v'sholom." This is awesome. She'ein zeh medaber v'lomed almanas lelamed v'loy la'asos. So what's the pshat of almanas la'asos? So obviously almanas lelamed v'lomed also has to mean almanas la'asos. So what's almanas la'asos? So the dark of a Torah, right? If the first thing has to mean almanas la'asos, the second almanas la'asos has to mean a higher concept, a higher level of the la'asos. How is that? Says Rabbi Yonah. That's from all the brings in a few places in. Says that this is the Rabbeinu and everyone has to know. He says, Amanas Lasus, what's Amanas Lasus? Isru Behetu Kamashmo. This is now Nogaya. I gather there's a bit of a discussion about that when you're learning Halacha, right? What should the approach there be? What level of Torah is that, right? So this Rabbeinu is Mamish Nogaya to that. That a person can learn Isu Behetzer Kamashmo, he learns Mishavura. Because he knows this, you know, he gets to Shemayim, Div Vecheshva. I want to have less Isurim, and so he learns Isu Behetzer Kamashmo. Veloish Yitrach the Ayin Harbe. It goes tremendously together with that Russian. And not that he should be Toreach and he should be Ayin Harbe. Maybe he'll find an Isur in the Dvorim Amutorim. Right? No, that's not a concern. I want to be able to have a conscience, you know, that I learned Allah, I know it also what's Mutter. Maybe I'll find Isur in the Heter. I'm not into that. Right? So he says, Ah, look, Yachad Roy Kip Shotter, right? He learns this type of thing is also, that Malach is also, that Malach is also. Okay. Mikdei Kach, Ein Maspik, in Biori, Elekfi Makshat, and Lil Mudu Lelamed, and basically to not find the Isur within the Heter, but for you. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, but what Amanat Laso is must speak beyond the Limud, the Lamed, the Laso, it's Roy Teloima. That Shaddai Telefal Tel Belimud. Kedei Ladas Amita Sadvorim, in order to know the Amita Sadvorim. Uretzoino Litroyach Kama Yomim Beshonim, says Rabbeinu Yoina, what is his Rotson is to Toreach Yomim and Shonim Lahasig, to attain Davar Katan, just a small thing. Velinhoik Atzme Altia Emes, to achieve a davar katan and to be linhoik Atzme Altia Emes. Hareze lomed almanas lasis. Shekol ikr ein machshavta kiim el hamaisa liyos amiti. The whole machshava is to the maisa that the maisim should be amiti. The almanas lasis is someone who, for the MS, to find out a little bit of Isra within the heter, if that he could see that mice he thought was mutter has a tad Isra to it, is prepared to go yomim and shonim to to find lastig the yediyas ha'emes, and what's so important, he says, and to be noyeg, his kivun is to be noyeg himself of the ha'emes. Where his whole ikra machshava is al hamaisa liyos amiti, and revolver sums it up, and he says on this Rabban Yoina, just summing up Rabban Yoina, the limud amanas lasis is in carries within it lechapet achar yediyas ha'emes, to go after, to search for yediyas ha'emes. So you can learn Mishabrua with Tanan Yisuek, and you can learn to Mamish knowing. But taking it further, says Rabban Yoina, to live with those ideas, and as Revolver writes, Dahainu to be Amiti b'ma'asim. To be a, he has this under the chapter of the Ish Emes, to be a Ish Emes. To be Amiti b'ma'asim. To find out the ideas of Israel, and to linhog, that means in Maisa, to be Amiti b'ma'asim. And Revolver takes from this, Rabbeinu Yoina, that you see a tremendous Yisod, for Kola Olam Kulo, Kola and Yoni, I think. Places avoided, you look in the newspaper, on all, ha'emes motzim rak bo'oimek. Emes you will find only bo'oimek. That's why that Rashi and Shabbat is so important. If you gain bo, like with the Yad Yamin, with the Yad Amiumenes, to lefash pesama, you'll never find emes on shetach, shitri, on the surface. Emes you'll only find bo'oimek, and someone who wants to be hamiti is mukhan to be tereach shonim, to lasik davar katan. And Nochamo, quoting Revolver, the Yesodia being Adam Naase Amiti, person becomes Amiti, Rak Al Yedei Kavanose Lahanig Atzmoy Lemaisa Lefiya Emes. Person becomes Amiti only with his Kavana to direct himself Lemaisa Lefiya Emes. That's the three pieces. I think these last two help us to look up that Rashi, look up the Rabban Yoina. Put it in the Lamaisa, but and then of course the Yesod of all of this is the Timoy, appreciating that what the Mile of Torah is, and that the Torah is the way for us to get that to Menakeh, the Neshama, with Avodas Hashem as well, with the Rotzen and the Tshuka, which is what, by the way, Tzipis and Yeshua, Tzipiso is the Tshuka. If we can get ourselves to get to a point here in these 9 days, to a point where we have Tzipis Yeshua, we have the Tshuka for the Yeshua, and from Kendis Macquarius it says not only a Tzal Yisrael Yeshua, one's own Yeshua, one's own private area where one has Toros, Chassid Shalom, to mitzape to the individual Yeshua as well as the Yeshua of Tzal Yisrael. I mean, that's the Ikub Shalom Yeshua. But it's the Tzipis, the Tshuka, that is the avoid that we have now in these weeks. Avoid the Lamaisa would be in Shmona Esra. You have a few opportunities. Zoicher has the Avos Raman Shmoy Be'Avo over there. Focus on that. Focus on Goel Yisrael, on that bracha on the Yerushalayim. Etzemach Tovid. The Avoid Amatit would be to say those brachas with a little bit more attempt to tap in, to feel a little bit of that Tshuka. For those things, and one could even just to end up, one could even in this regard, one could imagine to oneself, you know, like I'm about to make sign a big deal, and finally after all these years, right, here comes Parnosa, right, and it's a big company that's starting, just a startup, and it somehow came my way, and a person could think to himself, if he's in such a matzav, and he's up. He's not so looking forward to the Yeshua now. I mean, he's about to make it big and still be able to learn and shtag and have no tears and get a taxi to do the shopping and all that stuff, right? And he's almost holding by that, and then he says, one second, am I prepared to go with my, you know, my pants like chopped off, you know, the poor man pants, right? They're all ripped at the bottom. They don't reach. They just go a little bit beyond the knees and walk around with a staff. Having absolutely, can I give up on everything just if Hashem would bring the Yeshua next week? Would I be prepared to do that? I'd be prepared to do it for 9 days. Maybe I could hang in there for a month. Maybe we could even get ourselves to agree to do that for two or three months before we wouldn't be able to handle it. If we knew we were going to bring the Yeshua through that, that would help us tap into that piece of the Yeshua. Okay, so that's the honor for Vendor's money. Now, when you're out of the base medrash, remember that sightless letter and the avoider that we have mitzvah. And when you come back into the base medrash, or that hour of tefillah, or whatever it is, the most, little bit of Musa, a little bit of Gemara in the day, the more the merrier, but it should be b'tshuka. If you can have 20 minutes of learning in Vendor's money where it's mamish b'tshuka, right? So have an hour later and 20 minutes of it where you could have b'tshuka as a minimum, right? If a person could do that, he's holding up.
What are the ways that the person can get
that's what's Machshava.